Welcome to Sefer Tehillim with the Tanakh podcast. My name is Alex Israel, and today, Mizmor Gimel, Chapter 3. May our study of Sefer Tehillim, this book of prayers, serve as a zuchut for our dear heroic IDF soldiers, for our hostages, for those injured, for those displaced in this war. Today, Perek Gimel, Hashem, Ma Rabu Tzarai, Rabim Kamim Alai. Hashem, how great is my distress? Many are coming against me. Rabim Omrim Lenafshi, Ein Yeshuata Lo Velohim Sela. Many say about me that I have no salvation in God, Va'ata Hashem, but you, God, Magen Ba'adi, you are my protection, Kvodi, my honor, Umeirim Roshi, you're my dignity, you raise my head. Koli al Hashem Ekra, V'ya'aneni, Mehar Kodesh Osela. My voice calls out to God, and you answer me from your holy mountain. Ani shachafti v'ishana, I slept. I went to bed, I slept, I woke up, because Hashem is supporting me. Hashem ispacheni lo irame revotam. I won't be afraid of the myriads of people, Asher Saviv, who come against me, shatu alai. Kuma Hashem, arise God, hoshieni, save me. Elohai ki yakita et kolai vailechi. You have in the past smitten all my enemies. Shinei Rishem shibarta. You have broken the teeth of the evil. Lashem Yeshua. To God is salvation. Alamcha birchatecha selah. On your people, on your nation, is your blessing, selah. This is the chapter. The author, maybe King David, Mizmor le David, is in terrible distress, marabu tzarai. And if you look at the beginning, you'll notice the notes, the idea of rabim, rabu tzarai, rabim kamim alai, rabim omrim nashi. Things are really bad. Now, let me just say that we can understand this at one of three levels. On one level, it's David's story. Bevorcho mipnei Avshalom beno. David was involved, his son turned against him in a mutiny. His son Avshalom, his own flesh and blood, wanted to kill him, wanted to overthrow him, and exiled him from Jerusalem. And not only was David threatened by his own son, but his son framed his revolt on the basis of David's sin with Bathsheba. That's what Rashi says, right? Rabim omrim l'ashi ein yeshuata b'lehem selah. Many say about me that I have no salvation in God. Lefi shebal eshet ish. So we have not only physical dislocation, the notion of livroach. We have the notion of fear, for sure, right? And we also have a religious insecurity. And in this situation, he says, Ata Hashem Magen Ba'adi, right? You are my protection. Kvodi Omeri Moshi, you are my dignity. And you answer my prayers. Koli El Hashem Ekra V'ya'aneni Mehar Kodesh Osela. I pray to you, and you respond. In fact, I'm so calm. Ani Shachavti V'ishana. I go to sleep. Hakitzota Ki Hashem Ismecheni. It's interesting, Rashi says here that I go to sleep worried and I wake up calm. But many of the other Mefarshim, Rav Yosef Kara, the Radak, says, no. I sleep soundly throughout the night because I haven't got a worry in the world. So this is a chapter which expresses total reliance on God, total bitachon. And as I say, we can understand this at one of three levels. First, it could be David's personal story. Second, it could be a national story. Look at the final verse. Lashem HaYeshua, Alamcha Birchatecha Selah. To God is salvation, on your nation is your blessing. So in other words, maybe this is a national story about times in which we've experienced a sense of bricha, a sense of feeling like we have to run, that there are many coming against us, Rabim Kamim Olai, Rabim Omrim Rashi, Ein Yeshuata, Lo Velohim Sela. Many are saying about us, we have no salvation. And of course, If it's about David, then it could also be about every single person. The reason why I say that is because this is actually forms part of the liturgy of Kriyat Shema Al Hamita. There is a whole organized ritual of prayer for before when a person goes to bed, not only saying Shema Yisrael or the Birchat HaMaphil, but a selection of different chapters from Tehillim and Psukim, which are said before one goes to bed. The fascinating thing is, this chapter is used without the superscription, without Mizmor LeDavid Bevarchom Ipnei Shalom Bono. It just starts with Hashem Marabu Tzarai. And obviously, this is chosen for Kriyat Shema Lamita, for the prayers before one goes to bed, because Ani Shachavti, I lay down, V'ishana, I was able to sleep. Hakitzoti, Ki Hashem Yismecheni, Lo Ira. A person will sleep soundly. They don't fear. God will look after me while I'm asleep. But what this is saying is that some level, this chapter relates to every single individual. So this is a chapter which describes terrible fear, despair, but it describes salvation from that. And we can see this through what we call the inclusio. Sometimes, more often than not, a parak of Tehillim will begin and end with similar words. So we begin, Hashem marabu tzarai, rabim kamim alai. The idea that many are coming against me, and tzarai, my distress. But at the end of the parak, the same word, alai, lo ira mi berivotam asher saviv shatu alai. I won't be afraid. Or for example, at the beginning, rabim omrim lenafshi, many people say about me, ein yishuata lo belohim sela. You have no salvation before God. How do we end off the parak? Lashem ha'yeshua alamcha birchatech ha'sela. No, actually, you do have salvation. God has salvation. Kuma Hashem hoshieni. So we have the reversal of the alai, and we have the reversal of the hoshieni. At the beginning, people said you have no salvation. At the end, God does give salvation, not only to individual, but also to nation. The Midrash on this perek imagines, asks, when is this happening? David is bvorcho, is fleeing from Absalom. And if you remember the story in Shmuel Bet, David leaves Jerusalem and starts climbing up the mountain of Olives. And when you read it in Sefer Shmuel, it says, "V'David oleh b'har zeitim uvocheh." David is leaving Jerusalem in tears. He's crying. And the Midrash asks the question, "Im bocheh lama mezamer? Im mezamer lama bocheh?" If he's crying, why is he singing? Why is he saying a mizmor? If he's singing, why is he crying? And it concludes, "Ela bocheh umezamer." I find that such a powerful image, that he is crying, but he is in some way singing. And here, of course, he's pleading with God. And what's he saying? And so in the Midrash, we hear Rabbi Yehuda saying, he says to himself, Yaakov Barach, I'm not the only one, L'mizmor David bevarcho mipnei Avshalom beno. I'm not the only one who had to run away from a relative, right? Yaakov had to run away from his brother. Moshe Barach. Moshe had to run away from Egypt. Va'ani boreach kamotam. And I am running away just like they did. Sometimes when we go into Galut, when we're dislocated from our place, when people are chasing us and even threatening our lives, we actually meet God. Yaakov's visions, all his visions, are in Galut. Yaakov runs away, Bevorcho, and he actually has the vision of the ladder. And all of his visions are when he's sort of running away. He's running away from Esav. He has his moment of struggling with the angel. Moshe runs away from Pharaoh, and he meets God at the snare. So sometimes, dafka, when we're in a low place, when we're in a state of Galut, we are in a situation in which we can experience some of this amazing encounter with God. Says Rav Yudan, it is like having a glass washed out. Natal balakos lahadiach et koso, ve'eino zaz ad shimrakenu. It's like God washing out the glass, and he's going to take out all of the dirt. Likewise, my dislocation, my bricha, is one where God is going to cleanse me. And therefore he calls out to God and asks for God's salvation. And in his moment of distress, God is there for him. So let's hope that when we have moments of distress, these are moments in which we too can encounter God, we can experience cleansing, and God will answer us as well. Lashem ha'yeshua, alamcha birchatecha sela, bayamim ahem, bazman hazeh. Yana, na, 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 na.